Welcome into the Real Estate Investing Show. I'm Clayton Morris. So glad to have you here. Today, I want to talk about five big real estate investing mistakes that are costing you money. You might not even be aware that you're making these mistakes. So we're going to talk about that on the show. If you're new to the program, welcome. We talk about real estate investing on this channel, helping you become a more intelligent real estate investor. That is my goal, helping you avoid some of the mistakes, pitfalls, and things that I've made over the years to help you accelerate your portfolio to making you a more savvy real estate investor. My name is Clayton Morris. I'm the founder of Morris Invest, which is a full service rental real estate company beyond turnkey. We've really grown beyond that with full service, full customer service from start to finish and helping people get started in real estate investing. And this year we're building, our goal is close to 400 homes this year. And so a lot of the people who are buying homes right now are getting great financing options. And you know, interest rates are incredibly low. So that's really the first out of financing on certain properties built in, which means that the bank that we've partnered with, first of all, has vetted the particular market because it's in a really good market. And they know the demographics are consistent and great for that particular market. And so they know that that asset is going to perform at a very long, consistent level for that bank. And it's going to continue to perform for years to come with a tenant in place. Just making sure our stream is up and running. Is it good? Okay, it's good. Sorry, looks like we had a problem for a second. I had a little hiccup on my, it froze for me, I guess. Okay. Anyway, let me scratch that part. So non-recourse financing. This is obviously a fantastic option for people looking to not, they have maybe a credit issue, they live internationally. The bank itself has provided non-recourse financing on the asset itself, not even you, the person. They care more about the asset. And so it's non-recourse. It's not even tied to your own name. So maybe you have poor credit or credit's not fantastic. It doesn't matter to this particular bank because the bank has already vetted the property. They've seen the construction phase. They're in a demographic market where they also will put their money up against as well. So they're supporting this particular market. They've seen the job growth. They've seen the Fortune 500 companies moving in. They've seen the rental rates in this particular market. They've seen the vacancy rates. They know it's a good rental market. And then furthermore, they've watched the house being built, et cetera. So that's non-recourse financing is not tied to you personally. I know a lot of people, they don't even get involved in real estate investing and they make a huge mistake and they're losing money because they don't know that these other financing options are out there. And then on top of it, let's talk about traditional financing right now. I mean, traditional financing at this record low interest rates right now, and the Federal Reserve, of course, has told us, Jerome Powell, even in a 60 Minutes interview just the other night, said that they don't expect raising interest rates for at least more than a year based on inflation. Now we're seeing inflation, it's ticking up a little bit. So they are going to let that inflation hover around 2%, but they're not going to raise rates until they see the effect of the inflation. And he said, I don't see us doing it for at least another year. So maybe 2022, 2023, nearly 0% interest rates right now. The reason I say 0% interest rates, because it's about 2%. But if you think about the rate of inflation and you think about the rate of appreciation on a rental property, it is exceeding this. So it's basically a 0% interest rate right now. With the appreciation of the properties that we do, I mean, we're looking at very conservatively 2, 3, 4% appreciation. So you're beating the inflation number and you're beating the interest rate number. That is powerful. And most people don't even know that these financing options are available for them for an investment property. So please do your homework on what types of lenders. I mean, we work with like 60 different lenders. So there's not a one size fits all approach. Like we're going to talk to different lenders, find the right fit for each particular buyer. And you should be able to do your homework and seek out the lenders that you want to work with. There's many, many options out there for real estate investing. Don't let the fact that you haven't done homework on financing get in the way of taking action. Number two on my list, buying in the wrong markets. This is another huge mistake that people make, buying in the wrong markets. This one can make or break you. You know, if you're looking for real estate investing in the wrong markets, you might as well quit while you're ahead. It's important to do serious market research. And in this climate right now, It is essential to invest in markets that are recession-proof, or at the very least, recession-resistant. Today's episode is brought to you by Fast Growing Trees. I love these guys. We ordered from them a Japanese maple tree delivered right to our front door. Gorgeous, gorgeous. And what's beautiful about Fast Growing Trees is that they have the world's largest online nursery tailored to your specific location. So when you use their website, they'll know what region you're in. They're not going to send you orange trees if you live in a region that can't grow orange trees, right? And you get to pick all of these fantastic different varieties of trees, shrubs, plants, expertly curated to thrive in your area, delivered right to your door in 1 or 2 days. So whether you're looking for shade, privacy, fruit trees, or you just want some color to your yard, every plant is shipped with a well-developed root system, ready to go, ready to explode with new growth. Now is the perfect time to do this, everyone. I mean, when we got our Japanese maple, we planted it right in the fall. And, you know, obviously the spring is the other perfect time, the fall or spring. So now is a perfect time for you to get 15% off. Now through June 30th, if you go to fastgrowingtrees.com/investing, you'll get 15% off. That's 15% off just by going to fastgrowingtrees.com/investing. Again, fastgrowingtrees.com/investing. I want you to watch my video that I did on the 10 things that we look for in a real estate market and how to recession-proof your investment portfolio. I'll give you a few of those tips right now here. I'll sort of give you the truncated version, if you will. But number one, I want to make sure that the vacancy rate is low. We are in one of the best, biggest rental market booms in American history, right? We need a massive amount of rental property. So if you're in a town, an area where literally the vacancy rate is high, something's wrong. We have 20 million affordable homes that we need in the United States. 20 million. So if you're in a town that has a high vacancy rate, chances are that's not a good area to invest, okay? Like high crime, another big issue. I don't want to be in an area where there's high crime. What are the school districts like? You know, all of the new construction properties we're building are in the best school districts on purpose. That means tenants will pay more and stay way longer because now their kids are in the best school. So that makes sense to be in those particular areas. If you're going into an area that's kind of sketchy, schools aren't good, there's a lot of transitory living. People are there for a short amount of time. There's declining population numbers. This is a very important point as well. If people are migrating out of that city, leaving that city, why would you invest in that city? We saw that happening in Michigan. People leaving that area because of different laws and regulations and taxes, etc. Lack of jobs. That was just another big piece. People leave because of a lack of jobs, and that's when crime goes up. So are there jobs? Are there good paying jobs? We want to be in areas like where we build our properties where there's multiple Fortune 500 companies, but very important, a diversity of these companies. So hospitals, universities, school systems, healthcare, automobile, auto manufacturing, et cetera, a whole, so they're not, you know, they're not influenced. One is not hurting the other. You know, if one has a problem, oil industry or something, it's not hurting the other. Like in West Texas, for instance, where people think, oh, it's oil, but that's not the case. Healthcare, universities, hospitals, all of those things, very, very different and very diverse. So if one of those particulars has an issue, there's always another industry right there. You don't want to be like in a one-horse town where there's just one oil refinery. There's, you know, one super Walmart. It goes out of business. I remember Bluefield, West Virginia, an area I used to live in, southern West Virginia, and a super Walmart came to town. And every business was basically put out of business, every one of them. All the little shops on Main Street, downtown Bluefield, put out of business. Now, what happens? Now, all of those businesses are now gone. What happens if this one super Walmart decides to uproot and leave? Ghost town. Ghost town. Imagine if your tenants work for that super Walmart, out of a job. So very important to know your markets. Third thing on my list, 5 things that, you know, really hurting real estate investors and big mistakes that are costing you money. Number 3 on my list is forgetting about tax planning. Okay. Tax planning is very different than just filing your taxes. Some of the biggest benefits available to investors are in the U.S. tax code. And I get so many messages from investors asking when they should hire tax help. And the answer is yesterday. We have a tab on our website devoted to it. If you go to morrisinvest.com/lower taxes, it's right there on our website because we believe in it that much. You know, that real estate at the top of our website is very important. So if we devote a whole tab to making sure that people are lowering their taxes and being smart with their tax planning, it's very important. And it's a year-round responsibility. I get so frustrated when I hear people say, I'm hoping, you know, I get a big refund this year. I'm hoping. I don't want to get a refund at all. I want zero. That means I'm not giving the government any money, but I'm also not getting money back from the government. Now, they've held that money in its form of a like an interest-free loan that I've just given to the government for 6 months, 8 months. They've made money off of my money. That means you weren't planning correctly. I want zero back. I don't want to pay any taxes, and I don't want to receive anything back. That's tax planning. So I'm a huge fan of the team at Wealthability. We have a special link on our website that we've partnered with them like 3 years ago now, and they set up a program just for our investors, just for Morris Invest investors, who they literally built a team just to help our clients. So if you go to our website, there's a Lower Your Taxes tab on the website. You can check them out and book, you know, jump on a free call with them and see if they're a fit for you, but they're fantastic. So that tax planning happens all year long. You should be having regular check-ins with your tax team so that you're not missing anything. And then filing the taxes is the easy part. As our tax advisor, Tom Wheelwright, likes to say, you know, the filing of the taxes is the easy part. The hard work is all year round when you're planning your taxes. How do I, you know, am I going to use a 1031 exchange? Am I going to use this cost segregation analysis to lower my overall taxes? You know, all of that is done ahead of time. And then the filing of the taxes is just the paperwork. Critical as a real estate investor. Critical. The tax code is written for real estate investors, so please take advantage of it. Today's episode is brought to you by IPVanish. You've probably heard me talk about using a VPN, a virtual private network, to browse the internet. I don't ever use the internet without using one. If you are surfing the web, doing banking, doing anything, you need to have a VPN. It's a virtual private network that gives you anonymous IP addresses. This means that your personal IP address that's tied to your home cannot be tracked by anyone on the web. You can circumvent any online censorship. That means if you're in the United States and you want to listen to some BBC content on their iPlayer, which you can't get in the US, boom, using IPVanish.com, you can. Just like if you were in another country and you wanted to access Disney Plus and you have a subscription, but you can't because it's not in that region. Again, censorship, get out of our way. Get protection also when you're on public Wi-Fi. So if you go to a Starbucks or something, turn on IPVanish, boom. No one can hack into your computer. No one can get access to your data. It's fantastic. You need to use them. And you're going to get 65% savings when you go to IPVanish.com/investing. That's IPVanish.com/investing. They have plans starting at just $3.49 a month. And I got to tell you, folks, you know, like I do not only in, you know, real estate investing, I do some crypto trading and some other things. And so, you know, some of the exchanges that I use, they're not available to US customers. And so I have to use an IP address. I have to use IPVanish so that I can get access to some of the best exchanges like Binance, which is an international exchange. Their US version doesn't give me access to the coins that I want to trade. So again, another reason to use a VPN. Check them out and get 65% savings. IPVanish.com/investing. Number four on my list is not running the numbers properly or understanding what they mean when you're buying a rental property. So often I meet investors who, when they bought their first rental property, they didn't understand that all of the hidden things that were there that were digging into their return on investment. You know, they didn't realize the property taxes were that. They didn't realize that there was a homeowners association. They didn't realize that this hidden fee was built into this. Returns are everything when it comes to real estate investing. Everything. So it's very, very important that you pay attention to those numbers at the beginning. A lot of things in life are not black and white, but this is. A good deal is a good deal. A bad deal is a bad deal. There's no in between. Have you ever heard the phrase, you know, that real estate investing, the profits are made on the purchase? It's always the case. You can't like massage it later, okay? It's always made on the purchase. So we go into great detail at our company on what's called the internal rate of return, the IRR. We have a full video on this channel coming out soon. I want you to subscribe to our channel because we have a full video coming out soon here on IRR. And I'm going to show you, break down the numbers so you can understand all of the math and why it's essential that you understand this process so you know how to grab the best investment for you and your family. So IRR, understanding those numbers. And number five on my list of big mistakes that people are making in real estate investing and costing them a lot of money is trying to do it alone. Unless you're very experienced and highly talented, you're going to need a team. You know, it's not as simple as just buying a house, putting it up for rent. Real estate investing has a lot of moving parts, and it's silly to think that you can do it all. Totally silly. You need support on this journey if this is going to be sustainable. I mean, I, for one, could not do my own taxes, okay? At one point, we finally said to my wife, I said, you cannot be the bookkeeper for our real estate journey anymore. You can't do it. You're not a good bookkeeper. You're okay. You're okay. And she recognized that. She's like, I'm not that good at it. You know, I keep good spreadsheets, but I'm not that good at it. I'm missing things. I'm missing, you know, expenses that I should have accounted for that would have saved us on taxes. I missed that. I didn't see that one. And I said, we had a discussion about it. And I said, well, okay, how much would we pay to hire a really mediocre kind of crappy bookkeeper? Like, what would we pay that person an hour? And basically my point was, we already have a crappy bookkeeper. So why would we pay, like, how much are you worth? You're worth way more than that. You should not be spending your time on something you're not good at. You need a team. So we hired an excellent bookkeeping team that saved us a lot of money, because they keep track of all of it. Same thing is true of the legal team. You know, you have to get the best legal team. You need the best contractors, best materials, you know, best property management team. All of those pieces are incredibly important to this journey if you want to be sustainable. You cannot do it yourself. You cannot. You just got to recognize your limitations. And just turn it over to a team. You know, Robert Kiyosaki wrote a book called More Important Than Money. And the point is, what is more important than money? It's having a team. It's more important than money. The money will follow. The team is way more important. So those are five things that are costing real estate investors a lot of money. If they don't understand how to navigate this world, it's going to cost you a lot of money. So please re-rack this, watch the five things over again. Drop me a comment below. I'd love to hear if any of these really resonated with you. Go ahead and download our cheat sheet. It's totally free. Just go to morrisinvest.com/freedom. You can grab that. We also have our boot camp. So go to morrisinvest.com/bootcamp and get our 90-day totally free financial freedom boot camp that takes you through week by week by week the strategies and to chart your financial course to freedom.